Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of our language learning podcast.
Hello, hello. So happy to be here with you today.
Today, we are going to talk about something really fun and imaginative. Have you ever read a book and thought, wow, what if I was that character?
Oh, absolutely. I do it all the time. Sometimes I imagine being a wizard or maybe a detective solving mysteries. It is a lot of fun.
Exactly. So today, we are going to imagine life as a favorite book character. We will pick some fun characters and think about what our days would be like.
It is a great way to think about stories and use our imagination. Let us jump in. This sounds very exciting.
Okay, let us start with the first step, choosing a character. Think about a book you like, maybe an easy story, and pick one character. It can be a person, an animal, or even a magical creature.
Good idea. I will go first. I choose Paddington Bear. He is a bear from Peru, he loves marmalade, and he is always kind, but sometimes gets into funny trouble.
Paddington! Great choice! He is very famous. Why Paddington? What do you like about him?
I like that he is always polite and tries to do good things, even when it is difficult. He is very good-hearted, and he loves food, like me.
I see. Yes, he always carries a marmalade sandwich. Okay, my turn. I will choose Harry Potter from the books about the wizard school. He learns magic and fights bad guys.
Harry Potter, a classic. Many people know him. Why Harry for you? What do you like most?
I like that he is brave and always learns new things, and he has good friends, like Ron and Hermione. It would be very cool to do magic. Imagine flying on a broomstick.
Yes, it would. That sounds very exciting. So we have Paddington Bear and Harry Potter. Interesting choices. They are very different.
Now, let us imagine one day in their life. Matthew, if you were Paddington Bear for one day, what would your morning be like? Tell us about it.
If I were Paddington Bear, I would wake up in a nice bed, maybe at the Brown family's house in London. First, I would eat a big breakfast with a lot of toast and marmalade.
Sounds very nice and calm. So, a quiet morning?
Yes, a quiet start. Then, maybe I would go to the park and look for new adventures, always with my suitcase and my red hat. I would greet everyone with a tip of my hat.
Sounds very proper and polite, just like Paddington. And maybe some funny trouble in the afternoon? He often finds it.
Probably. But always trying my best to fix it. What about you, as Harry Potter? What would your day look like, from morning to night?
As Harry Potter, I would wake up very early at Hogwarts, the magic school. I would have breakfast in the Great Hall with all my friends. We would eat a lot of delicious food.
Oh, the Great Hall. Sounds very grand. What would you do after breakfast?
Then I would go to magic classes. Maybe potions class with Professor Snape, or charms class where I learn new spells. And in the afternoon, maybe a Quidditch practice, flying on a broomstick and catching the golden snitch.
Wow, flying on a broomstick. That sounds very exciting and busy. Much more active than Paddington's day.
It would be much different from my normal day. I would be very tired but happy after all the magic.
Okay, last question for our imagination game. What new feeling or something new would you learn if you were your character for a day? What is the main lesson?
If I were Harry Potter, I think I would learn a lot about being brave. He always faces challenges and scary things, so I would feel very strong and maybe a little bit scared sometimes, but always brave in the end. And I would learn many new spells.
That is a powerful feeling to learn. Bravery is very important. What about you, as Paddington Bear? What new feelings would you experience?
For me, as Paddington Bear, I think I would learn a lot about politeness and kindness. He always tries to be kind to everyone, even if they are not kind to him. So I would learn to be very patient and always polite to everyone I meet.
Patience and kindness are great things to learn. Those are wonderful lessons.
So, for both of us, it is not just about magic or marmalade, but also about new feelings and important lessons. It is deeper than just the adventure.
Exactly. It is fun to imagine these things, and we can learn from them.
So, today, we imagined life as Paddington Bear and Harry Potter. We thought about their days and what we might learn or feel from their experiences.
It is a great way to think about our favorite books and characters. We hope you had fun imagining with us.
Now it is your turn. Think about your favorite book character. Who would you choose? What would your day be like if you were them?
Yes, think about what you would learn or feel. Thank you so much for listening to our language learning podcast today. We hope you enjoyed it.
Yes, thanks for joining us. We had a lot of fun. We will see you next time.
Bye for now.
Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.